Wow,
this is some really deep stuff.
I don't know what just happened, but something happened inside of me. Something snapped. Something.
I wasn't expecting that either.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. It's beautiful.
Monster is like really small, but it had to become that to stop me.
And then the hurt child became present when you mentioned it.
And I didn't realize this until now.
There were things that I didn't remember until now.
Funny, I haven't seen that before.
It feels like I'm the monster. I'm kind of seeing images of things. Of a world where they can exist.
This clarity brings all kinds of answers.
It's clear. She, like, hugged me and then went back to her place, I guess, in my heart.
Oh, it wants to come out. It wants the bippity boppity boop Cinderella me. Like,
she's like melted into like my chest. It's like ooey gooey.
Y'all, we've been finishing things, cleaning up more, started eating vegetables again last week. And it kind of just started happening.
It's almost like I just finished going through a meditation session.
I feel like, you know, when you hit that first joint, like in the morning, and you...
I actually feel a lot more awake.
Okay. Got any parts you'd like to get to know better? Change your relationship with?
I have two thoughts. Sorry, one second. I had two thoughts during the minute. One is about my need for my need to be cool. Mm-hmm. Always watching myself as if someone else is watching me. Instead of just being who I am and doing what I want. And I understand that people who just do whatever the hell they want are also on another end of the pathological spectrum.
Right.
But I feel like it's a bit much with me. It can consume me in ways I don't enjoy. So there's that. And then there's also just a general like wanting to be able to accept sadness and discomfort and not have my managers need to run away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And that feels maybe like more where I want to go, I think, because it feels like so integral to every other part of the work for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can go there. I was curious if these two parts are connected.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure they are. Yes, absolutely. There's like every time I feel judged or criticized, which is often because mm-hmm. like anyone can say anything that sounds like slightly off, and I'll be like, you know, feel my defenses come up. So clearly it's hard to sit with the part of me that feels judged and feels unworthy. It would be cool to be able to contact that part.
Redefining cool.
Yeah. It's true.
All right. So I wonder if now we have three. There's feels judged and criticized and unworthy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that different from want to accept sadness and discomfort?
Yes, there's There's one to accept sadness and discomfort. That is, I think that's one, that's a part that knows that acceptance is the only way forward and the only way to be like authentic and unpack things that I need to unpack. But it's also like self, I think, and a curiosity that I have and a desire to like, to be at peace, or to find the peace that could, you know, that could be there if I was able to make contact. And then there's, yeah, the part that feels judged, the exile, and the manager that wants to always have a comeback for whoever is saying something, or like, yeah.
Yeah. And is the one who wants to have a comeback, is that the same one that needs to be cool?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Needs to be cool, protector, figuring out how to accept sadness and discomfort, and then an exile that has some unworthiness, feels, especially when judgment, criticism comes up.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And which would you like to go to first?
I think I'd like to go to the... try to go to the exile, and then whoever pops up, we can talk to that part.
Great.
Okay.
Okay.
So, excuse me.
Yeah. What's first? I mean, what's first in going there?
Yeah. Well, when I'm in some kind of interaction where I feel disrespected, I'm putting up my walls immediately, and I'm trying, and my mind is like going and going, trying to figure out something to say that will put me back on top in the interaction. And so as much as I might want to contact that exile, then I can't because I'm too busy scrambling to defend myself. But I feel like right now, since no one's actively insulting me, I might be able to talk to that sadness and actually reach it and listen to it. So I
is that protector or any others objecting to that?
Yeah, I don't get a sense they are. No, I don't think so. I mean, of course, if I step closer and someone pops up, then we'll know. But yeah, at the moment, my system seems pretty excited about slowing down and getting to figure it out.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
are you able to sense, contact, feel that exile energy? And what's it like?
It's like, okay. So I do notice it's like both the exile and the protector at the same time that I feel when I think about a situation, like, just somebody saying something thoughtless or kind of rude or, ignoring me, interrupting me, there is a feeling of like this person thinks they can just do this to me and there will be no consequences. Like, this person thinks they're above me. And that is the protector. So I guess,
right.
I guess we need to talk to it.
Yeah.
So,
okay, how do you notice that one in your body?
It's like, hmm. maybe like in my lungs or chest, kind of a like an exhaustion, desperation, like I'm out of breath, but not.
All right.
And like an impulse to move forward and
go on the offensive.
Hit back, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how are you feeling towards it?
Kind of righteous, like, yeah. Yeah, fuck that person. But also, like, underneath it, a kind of helplessness and desperation, like, yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing I can do is going to put me above this person again, because they just said what they said and they don't care. And me trying to calculate how to make them feel bad is just even more of a testament of my patheticness.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds to me like the protector's feelings. It feels righteous, and it feels helpless, and it's concerned that its efforts make it more pathetic.
Yeah. Might even be two protectors. I don't know.
Might be.
Like, okay. I feel like they argue with each other. Like, I gotta hit back. But if I do, then I'm just being so fussy, and I really just shouldn't care at all that this person did this. I should just stop. Either like stop caring about the interaction, maybe even stop caring about them, or but it's impossible to actually do that. The most I can do is be like, well, I'm gonna ignore them and I'm gonna forget them, I'm gonna stop being friends with them, but like that's still an act of decision. Now you're
really trying to ignore them.
Like, there's no fixing the fact that I give a shit, and giving a shit is like so uncool.
All right. Yeah, so yeah, that could be two. Hitting back and ignoring.
Yeah.
You could just let them know that you see them. Invite them to notice you.
Okay.
Is there one that you'd like to speak with first? Between
them? Maybe the one that wants to stop caring.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
How do you notice that one in your body?
Makes me feel, kind of small, but small in like a metaphorical sense. My body, it's always hard for me to notice how things show up in my body, or a lot of times it is.
Take your time.
Yeah.
Feel into it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's something too difficult to put into words, that's fine. You can just notice that you're noticing it.
That's a good point. There's a feeling that I've been like I've been revealed, like everyone can see that I'm pathetic or whatever.
Okay. Does that feel like exile energy?
It's definitely getting closer to it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it feels like the one that hits back, and then there's the one that's like, stop caring. And then there's the exile. It's like the more, the deeper we go, the more it gets to like, it goes from like, I've been disrespected and I'm not going to take it, to like, I'm disrespected because I suck, and trying to prevent it just makes me look like I suck even more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would be leaning towards staying with protectors until you're sure that they're happy for you to go to that exile.
Yeah. Well, I think they, at least like right now, the feeling I'm getting is that a lot of parts want me to go to the exile because they feel that if I could, like, if my problem is that I'm too defensive, and if that does make me look bad or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they see that it would be helpful.
Yeah, then having somebody, like, having the ability to go speak to the part that actually feels really unworthy, because I'm not getting a sense that a lot of my parts do actually believe that I'm unworthy.
Hmm.
Besides like this one, I'm getting a feeling of like, yeah, if we could just talk to this one that's holding this view for some reason,
mm-hmm.
then you know, there's a very okay. good chance that it would change its view.
Well, that's good that they recognize the dynamic. So they want yeah. you to go there. My question yeah. is, do they trust you to go there?
Mm.
Does the hitting back, for example, does it see self and does it say, yeah, you're the right person to go do this?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Well, it's really interested in having a greater sense of self-worth, because, I mean, its position is that I deserve one, of course, and
mm-hmm.
It's kind of got, like, strategic reasons for wanting this to happen, because it's like, well,
right.
if I feel better about myself, then I'll be able to accurately see what's happening in a situation, and if I do need to hit back at someone, my
comebacks will be even better. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
which could be entirely true. And you know, yeah. sometimes you need to defend yourself and
yeah.
It's yeah.
Yeah. And they'll be more rooted in actual things that are going on instead of mm-hmm. just the way I'm seeing the situation. And people won't perceive yeah. me as overreacting.
Yeah. I'm just looking out to make sure this isn't an agenda part or these other protectors parts agendas saying,
right,
you know, is this only just to get the ammo, or is this about, again, self is here to heal, we trust self?
Well, there is definitely a desire for ammo.
Mm-hmm.
And what else there is, I don't know. I mean I am curious about the sadness, but I mean there's certainly plenty of impure motivation as well, but I don't know that it's that like desperate, like push for a solution kind of agenda. Mm-hmm. Part, like it's not that one. It's the defensive one. It's not the usual agenda part. if that makes sense. So I don't know if that helps. I don't know if that makes it safe or what, but that's what's going on.
It's your call, your intuition. If you feel like going forward, that's fine. If, like you said, if we run into something, we can take a step back.
Yeah, I just feel like they'll pop up anyway if they have a problem.
Right.
So they always do.
Okay. So what do you notice about the one who feels unworthy or says I suck?
Says people wouldn't be saying mean things to me if I didn't suck. And that other people have this seemingly magical ability to not care as much about what's said about them. And it just makes me really pathetic and cringy that I do care.
How do you feel towards this part?
Oh, I think compassion is the word, yeah. Compassion and like, you, like, damn, that sucks. I feel like it, yeah, it's, I think it's feeling a little bit comforted by being listened to.
And how about your level of curiosity?
Yeah, I'm very curious.
Okay. Let it know that. And see how it notices you. What does it see when it looks at you? What does it notice about you?
It's not sure how to feel about me because I'm the pathetic person that it's sad about being. So it's not sure whether to trust me.
Okay.
About. Yeah.
So it feels like it is you.
I guess so. And it might still be a protector because it seems to have this view about it's kind of looking at me and being like, like maybe you're not that great, that kind of thing.
Okay. How about we get to know that part?
Yeah.
Whichever one is saying maybe you're not that great.
Yeah, it's like oh my God. I've got freaking ants on my desk and they're distracting me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to take a moment and deal with ants and catch your breath or whatever?
There's nothing I can do about the ants. I just have to shoo them away when they, I don't know why they're all over the place like this summer, but no. Let's see. Oh my God, hang on. Okay.
I was also offering the catch your breath as I just know that in the past we've enjoyed having an extra minute or two of meditation. I'm wondering now is one of those true. Times.
Yeah, I think that might be good just to, yeah. I feel like I was almost there and then I got distracted by freaking yeah. ants. So maybe a couple of minutes.
Okay. 2 minutes.
Sounds good.
Now.
All right. Okay, I'm coming back early because I got
right.
to the I got back
you,
to
great. I'm glad that you have permission to do that.
Yeah. So it's like maybe you're not that great, like this the other people like other people are above you, other people are cooler than you. They're if you get into any sort of disagreement, they're probably right and you're probably being stupid. And I also had a moment of where I think was maybe self or maybe just another part with a more realistic worldview, but it was just kind of like, wait, but that's definitely not right. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not wrong, like every single time something happens that would be really weird, like
yeah.
So right.
And that's probably true,
yeah.
and let's see if we can figure out more about this part that's mm-hmm. sounds certain that it is true.
Yeah and it's not even from the part that feels it's true, it's not like an absolute certainty that it's true, but it's like it's probably true. We should act as if it's true.
Yeah. How do you feel towards that one?
I feel like it makes a lot of sense. Like I feel some clarity, I guess. Yeah.
How so?
I just feel like I'm bringing this part of me out into the daylight, where it hasn't seen a lot of sun because it's just been in there in panic mode whenever I get into a thing with somebody. And it just feels good to have it brought out into the light because the light shows like what it really looks like and what the distortions are there. Like I'm not like mad at it. I don't feel like ill feelings, like ill will towards it. Like
how's your level of curiosity and compassion?
Yeah, they're high as far as I can tell.
All right.
Especially the curiosity and the compassion, like it's like a like it's just a feeling that it all kind of makes some sense, yeah.
That what it's saying makes sense, like
no, that my problems make sense in light of having a part that feels like this all the time.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah, things feel good at the moment.
Okay. So you could ask this part more about its role.
Yeah.
what it's hoping to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. It's...
how long it's been doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not, I'm not getting a sense that it is hoping to accomplish anything. It's just that it just feels bad. So seems like an exile.
Okay. Sounds like we've shifted again.
Yeah. And it's glad to be, it's glad, like I said, it's glad to be brought out into the light. I guess that feeling was coming from the exile itself. Like, it's glad to be out here and not in its dungeon where it can mm-hmm. actually see that maybe things aren't like the way it thought.
Okay. So I'm going to continue trusting your intuition, but if it was up to me, if I was voting, I would say let's ask that exile to wait a moment and just finish hearing from this protector that says you're not that great.
Okay.
What's your call?
I think the exile, there's some part that hearing that feels like, oh, you don't want to listen to me. So I think we should just go with the one that really wants to be listened to.
I want to let all your parts know that I do want to listen to them.
Yes.
And I want to listen to them as clearly as possible. And that's why I think that if there are protectors with one foot in the room and one foot out, that we need to address, that we should address that before.
I don't think there are, though. I think it was, it was, there was just one that was halfway, sort of half a step in between the exile and the top one. But I don't know. I could be wrong, but it's looking like they've stepped back.
Okay. So you're not that great a step back and is trusting you and happy for you to go meet this exile.
Yeah, like I don't know. I'm just not sensing any objections.
Okay. How do you feel towards the exile?
I feel benevolent toward it. Like it's been through a lot, and I think it's definitely earned some being listened to.
Great. Yeah. Let it know that.
Yeah.
Let it know that's all we want to do is listen to it for now. Just listen to it, understand it.
Yeah. It feels there is, a feeling of being cared about. Yeah, there's definitely a part that's very glad to have my attention.
And what does it want you to know about itself? Or what's it been like for it?
The word I'm getting is humiliating. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
How would you feel about it showing you more about that?
Great. Yeah. Good.
Great.
Yeah, it's saying, like, I don't know why people hurt me like this, like that. Yeah. But it's not taking over.
Mm-hmm.
Feels very good for it to express this.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious about that statement, you know, why people hurt me. Is it like, why are they like that? Or is it like, why am I like this? Why am I so hurtable? Or is it, why are people so mean?
I think it might be, let me see. Oh, sorry. Hang on one second again.
No problem.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It might not be an important question. I was just curious.
No, I think it is an important question. And yeah, it's like, why do they have to do that? What is the purpose? Like, when they know that it's just gonna suck, like I wouldn't do that to someone else, so why do other people do it to me? I do work really hard, and this is probably also, like, in addition, like, another protector chiming in, not because it's like uncomfortable with the exile, mm-hmm. but it's seeing itself in this, and it's going like, I work so hard to make sure that I don't make anybody else feel bad about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't people do the same thing for me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, why don't people care enough to watch and make sure that they're not.
So that's what it's been experiencing is people not caring about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess I want to know now, like, like, why does it think people do that?
Yeah. Or how is it for this part when this is going on? You know, like, what's the kind of understanding the mechanism, the way in which it experiences that?
Yeah. There's just a sense of, like, yeah, there's a very, like, innocent, childlike sort of sense of just why, yeah, just why would you do that to me? I wasn't doing anything wrong. Or I was trying not to do anything wrong. But yeah, no, it is like, there is like, I wasn't doing anything wrong. I was just minding my own business. That kind of feeling.
Does that childlike energy have an age?
I'm getting like mental images of being in preschool and playing with kids in the classroom and, you know, just all the drama that can happen in there. There's not like a super specific scene playing out, but I guess that's sort of where I discovered people, just personalities clashing and all that. And not being, I guess, not being the center of people's worlds, really, because I'm an only child.
Right.
So with my parents, I'm the center of their world.
And even if there's a mean kid at the playground, if your parents are there, you're still the center of their world, and they're looking out for that.
Yeah.
Whereas in the preschool classroom, it can just happen and nobody notices and nobody. Right.
That's true. Yeah. It's like, why am I not, like, what's happening? Like this, like this stuff can just happen and then nothing is done about it. Because when my parents would upset me, which they certainly would, it was still like they were still thinking about me the entire time they were upsetting me. Yeah. They were still trying to help or just focusing on me and focusing on how they were treating me. But what I really don't get, I understand someone saying something mean because they're being pointed about it or because I made them mad or something, but I don't understand when people just say whatever. They don't care about preserving any relationship between us. They're just saying whatever they want and doing whatever they want. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter how I feel about it. They're not even thinking about me as like a person. And I think that is what really upsets me, or really upsets the exile.
Yeah. Are you still seeing it? Are you still sensing the preschool exile?
I still do feel a connection with it.
Okay. How does that connection feel? Does it feel like a proximity or
anything else? Yeah, it feels like, this whole time that I've been talking about people doing this or that for no reason, like, or for their own selfish reasons that have nothing to do with me, like that feels very much like kind of the core of what the exile is about. So it feels close. It feels listened to. Like it doesn't feel like up in my face close. It's not like the strongest connection that's ever existed, but it's firmly there. Yeah.
What does it think about you?
Mm.
Your capacity to listen and to be here with it.
It seems to appreciate my presence. Seems to like that I'm interested in figuring out what's going on with it. Because I think it didn't even know what was going on with it.
Yeah.
It didn't know why it felt sad, and now it's getting to put it to words.
I would stay with what it's been like for it.
Yeah.
And understanding it on that emotional level. Mm-hmm. And just letting it know that you really want to get it. You really want to understand it.
Okay. I got an image of like wounds, like it's been wounded a lot. It feels like it's cut into all the time randomly.
How does it feel about showing you those?
I think it already is, sort of, yeah.
Take your time.
It's just really, really tiring being knocked around all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It feels really senseless. And like, there's a feeling of like, why do I put up with this? Which sounds like a protector.
Yeah, maybe.
But it's not a protector that's really standing in the way. It's just chiming in. Yeah.
Right.
Like why does it all happen?
Does self have any response to that question we keep hearing?
That's a good question. There's kind of a... it's hard to put into words. Yeah, self is just feeling sorrow that it's like this.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just saying it doesn't really know.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, just staying with the emotion and yeah, it might not be a question that we can answer or that needs an answer.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
What's your intuition about what's next with this part?
I think the part wants to take in messages from self, but doesn't quite know how to. It wants to know how does it get rid of this feeling like like things are bad, and not in like a repression way. That's just how it's phrasing things.
Yeah.
Like I guess it's how does it unburden?
Unburden. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Do you have an answer for that?
Like, no, I don't, but in a calm way. Like, I just don't know yet.
Yeah. Well, so you know that there's a handful of different steps that we can do.
Yeah.
That I do with people to go through an unburdening process. And so we could do those, but also you could just stay with this part in this place. Yeah. And
I think that's the answer.
Do more of that intuiting around what it really needs.
I think, yeah, it just needs to be listened to until there needs to just be a dialogue. between it and self until something happens.
You ever tried unburdening an exile on your own?
I have tried it, but I don't know how successful it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if I really did it or if I, yeah. I think it was a little bit forced.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. So you're going to go with this, staying with it, listening to it.
Yeah, not rushing anything.
Right. Brought it out into the light.
Yeah.
That's sometimes something kind of quick that you could offer is if it's, if it wants to kind of change its environment, if it does want to add or subtract or go somewhere else, you know, to meet you later.
I'm getting the sense that it doesn't want to leave the preschool environment yet because it doesn't want to pretend like it never happened.
Brilliant. They know what they need.
Yeah.
But you could send it a gift to the preschool or something along those lines in the meantime.
Hmm, that's amazing.
Or whatever it wants.
Yeah, it doesn't know what it wants, but it enjoys that I'm asking.
Mm-hmm. You could also ask it. Go ahead.
I guess it just maybe needs to be the center of my world so that it can cope with not being the center of everyone else's.
That's right. Is there anything to negotiate with it about how you might meet it again, when you will do that?
Yeah, it's not being very specific. It just likes it likes what I'm giving it now. And I obviously want to come back to this. Like I guess maybe the plan can be that next time, for our next session, we'll come back to this before
I'm
we do
happy
anything
to,
else.
Yep, I'll put that on my notes.
Great.
And like you said, it likes what you're giving it now. So, you know, keep doing what you're doing. And if you do decide to spend more time with it or revisit it before our next call, you can text me and let me know if you have any questions or want any other guidance around that.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, because I want to I want to speak more into it before our next call, but just in case I don't, I want to plan for it.
Great.
To be, yeah.
Great.
Cool.
Okay. So Anything else that you and I, you want to discuss with me?
Yeah, I don't think so. Okay. It was good. Thank you so much, as always.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
See you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Do you want to help bring more self energy to the world? If you'd like to participate in calls or help out with this project in any way, I'd love to hear your ideas. Join the Discord server or contact me at james@liveifs.com. A huge thanks to our audio engineer, Yvonne, for your care and diligence in editing the calls. To every caller for your courage in sharing some of your parts. And to anyone out there getting to know their internal system, keep going. Who knows? That might be the most selfless, helpful thing you can do for others, and you're the only one who can do it. If you'd like to see us reach the largest audience, we must please the almighty suggestion algorithms at iTunes and YouTube. And they don't care about the power of IFS. They're looking for likes and shares and comments, and the sooner the better. Follow the links in the show notes right here in your podcast player to make your wishes known. And now, a minute of meditation. Or if you prefer, pull over. You can do it in 60 seconds. Just click one of those links. They're right there. And give us a like or a 5-star rating. It would really help. If you think this project is helping people, you're helping people by sharing it. Thank you.